Continuing the laws of Nesias Kapayim, the Machaber continues and says, Kishemachzirin Pnehem Klapiaom, that when the Kohanim, who were at one point facing the Aron, they turn to face the nation, because it's necessary that when the bracha is given, it must be upon him, face to face. So when they're in the process of turning, which it sounds like the language of the Mechaber, Mabarchin, they say the bracha, quote, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Shel Aron, V'tzivanu Levaraches Amo Yisrael B'Yahava. So the Mishnah Berura tells us as follows, that V'yishmi HaRishonim, they're among the Rishonim Shesvirlu, that they hold, the bracha zum Mabarchin Kodim Shemachzirin Pneihim, that they should actually say the bracha before the Kohanim turn around. But if we look at the language of the Mechaber, this is what the Medakta can do, those who are very meticulous in saying the bracha. Yotzin yidei shnehen, they fulfill the obligation of both of them. What does that mean? Dehainu shemaschilin habracha ba'od shebnein klape ahechel. That the Kohanim, the best way it's said, is that they should be facing the hechel, the ark, while they begin the bracha, it was socha bracha, and while they're in the middle of resending the bracha, in the process, machazirin pnein klapiam vigomrin, they turn around and then they conclude the bracha in that way. So this way, they end up while the bracha is finished and they recite the bracha bi'ahava, they're facing the congregation. As we mentioned before, quoting the words of the Zohar, the reason why we say bi'ahava with love is because that is how it must be recited. And the Zohar says, kol kohen delo rachem l'ama, o ama lo rachamin, le lo yisap kapav. It has to be done with love, and the nation, the congregation, also has to receive it with ahava. Otherwise, if in the event that the kohen feels a certain level of lack of love for a certain group of people, and Masi it could be, then they should not give the bracha. And of course also the congregation does not feel a certain degree of ahava for that Kohen, also it's better that according to the Zohar, Luisa Kapov. Okay. Continuing in the Machaber, he says as follows, Hamagvihin Yadehin Keneged Kisvei Sehen, that when it comes to the actual way that the Kohanim hold their hands, it should be Keneged Kisvei Sehen, opposite their shoulders. It should be that distance, that high. That even though they do both hands, since the word is kapayim, both hands are lifted up, but it's necessary for some reason that the right hand should be a little bit higher than the left when they do nesias kapayim. The question is why? What's the significance of that? It's actually based on a pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, because the reason why it's called Nesias Kapayim, why is do they actually have to lift up their hands? That's what the pasuk says. It says that Aaron will lift up his hands to the nation and gives a bracha. Well, yadav, it sounds clear. You're supposed to use both hands. But the way that the Torah is written, in this instance, is not the way it's said. Yadav is spelled Yud Dalid Vav. Dehari the Sarach Nesias Yadayim. First of all, it teaches us certainly that the hands need to be raised. But the Haikra Dechsiv Yado, it's really written as Yud Dalad Vav, which means his hand, singular. And the question is, why is it written that way? Just to confuse your Baal Kari so that he'll end up making a mistake. Why do we read it Yadav, and yet it's written Yado? So it's Remez, it comes to hint us that Sarach Lagbiya Yoser Yado Echad, that even though Yadav, both of his hands are lifted up, so why does it say Yado, that his hand is lifted up? It must be, but that one of his hands is higher than the other. And he says, Mustama, probably speaking, he hayaminis, it's probably the right hand. If you're going to pick which one was higher than the other, probably going to say the right was the one. Okay, now the question is, what exactly is the significance in addition to lifting up the hands right to the left? We also find, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, that it's necessary that the cholken etzbo yisehen, that the fingers need to be out, and they're also set apart. As we know, when it comes to the Kohanim, that we find that a couple of their fingers, some of their fingers are together, and some of them are spread out. The question is, what exactly is the significance of why that's done? So if I may digress for just a moment, I want to share a paragraph from someone's life experience as a child upon gazing upon the Birchas Kohanim. And this is what the quote says. The special moments when the Kohanim blessed the assembly moved me deeply, for it possessed a great sense of magic. I had heard that this indwelling spirit of God was too powerful, too beautiful, too awesome for any mortal to look upon and survive. And so I obediently covered my face with my hands, and he continues this, but of course I had to peek. And this is from the autobiography called I Am Spock, which has to do with Star Trek. And some say that this is where Leonard Nimoy came up with this whole idea of the Vulcan gesture. And one of the gestures, when they say this gesture, they say the words, live long and prosper. Some actually explain that if you look at the way that the hand is, in this fashion, it looks like a letter in the alphabet, specifically the letter Shin. So what exactly is the significance of the letter Shin? So some explain that it has something to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the first letter of Shakai, or Shin Dalet Yud. That's the way it's would be said, but I'm going to call it Shakai, which is the first letter, which means that the Kohanim are the instrument, the vehicle in which this bracha is being recited. It's possible that the Shin has a different symbolism as well. That just like the Vulcan's response is peace and live a long life, a long life. So we see, interestingly enough, which is also mentioned among some people in the 60s, they believe that the peace sign came from possibly from this source. And what exactly is the last thing that we do when we give the bracha? We say, Yisah Hashem panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom, peace.